Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If you want to say it's Major League Baseball, say it's Major League Baseball. If you want to say it's the New York Yankees, say it's the New York Yankees. But whoever you want to blame for last night should be ashamed, because you cannot ask people
absolutely
who have
right.
laid down a lot of money for tickets.
No question about it.
To show up when everybody knew they weren't going to play.
Oh, my God.
And parking is non-refundable. The tickets, oh, you could use today. That's fine. Even though a lot of people can't use it today. But once you park, Joe, that's it. The money's gone.
Bro, look, first of all, to me, I believe, if I've always been under the assumption, it's in the team's hands until the game gets underway. Then it's the umpire's call. Isn't that what it is?
So you're right. Yes, but Major League Baseball is now pressuring teams. I have heard that.
Oh,
that
is that right?
Definitely pressuring teams to try to get the game in. And I get that they want to get the game in, but when you look at the weather forecast. And it's clearly a mess.
Oh, come on.
And the prices for this game were
right.
expensive.
Of course.
You can't do that to your customers.
It's terrible. It rained all day. There was never a break in the rain yesterday. All day. You're 100% right. 7 o'clock at night, you rain the game out. I know. I'm with you, man. Whoever's to blame.
And it's just a shame.
It is.
Because even though this may not have been the case, there are a lot of fans, and I mean, I heard it last night, people calling up Steve Summers complaining, who believe, whether it's true or not, that they were basically set to go to Yankee Stadium so they could take every dime from you on popcorn and soda and concessions.
Right.
Now, I don't think that's the case. I do believe.
But I could see how you could believe that.
Well, how could you tell somebody who just dropped, $40
right,
on
right,
parking,
right.
The kids are hungry as they're waiting, and they spent more money.
Right.
It's tough to convince them
and
that's not
soaked.
The case.
And you're getting soaked on top of it.
Yeah. If you're sitting in your seat.
Well.
There's a lot of room now where you don't have to be in your seat.
Still, it wasn't a great night to be out there. That's
no,
sure.
It was terrible. It was my dad taught me something at a very young age with Mets games when it would rain. We would go to the game and stay right outside the parking lot. He would not go into the parking lot until he heard on the fan when we had the game.
Right, right.
Okay, tarp's coming off. Because my dad would always say, these parking passes are not refundable.
He's right.
I'm not spending it.
Your father's 100% right.
But the problem is the Yankee Stadium, that's tough to do because you have a lot of those parking garages.
Where are you going
to
park? 100% right.
Where are you going to sit? It's not as easy as that. And so I just feel awful. And I also feel awful if you spent a lot of money on tickets and now you get very little notice to know it's an afternoon game,
right.
Less than 24
right.
hours later.
I was very surprised that that's the route they went. I thought they would go in, and I guess there's something going on at Yankee Stadium tomorrow, right?
Well, there's a couple of things. There's a thing going on at Yankee Stadium tomorrow. We talked about that yesterday, the high school championship.
Right, right.
But the other thing that's coming from Major League Baseball is that they don't want to give up off days, that the players don't want to give
up off
days.
Which I understand that.
So I think for the players, hey, they get it out of the way. They play two games today. The problem is, if you're not going to give your fans notice, how many people are going to be there today?
Yeah.
No,
I understand.
You think there's going to be a lot of people there?
I do. I some Mets Yankees, I think there will
be. How?
There'll be at least 30,000 in the building.
Okay.
I'd be surprised.
30,000 still means there's 15,000 empty seats.
No,
though.
I understand.
So is that really a lot?
I mean, it's not going to be a normal makeup doubleheader like this. There'd be 10,000 people there.
No,
right?
No, there'll be more than 10,000.
No doubt about it.
But even if, Joe, it's 30,000, that's 15,000 empty seats.
I get it. I understand.
Now, selfishly, I love it, right? Because I wasn't going to last night's game. Now I'm going to both. I was going to go to the night's game.
Set, right.
But forget about me or someone who doesn't work during the day. Most people work during the day. They can't go to the game.
Look, to me, again, it's – and they're never going to cut back the games. But, it's another reason that the schedule should be probably back to 154 games. Gives you more days where you could, fill in the blanks when you have bad weather, which we always have in the North. I mean, let's be honest. It always rains here. And you really – to me now, and I know I'm crazy with the weather because how I am with the weather and I like the hot weather and all. You have in my mind now, in this area, really 2.5 reliable months of weather. I would say July and August are reliable. The back part of June is reliable. Outside of that, everything is iffy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, maybe they should put roofs on these stadiums they built them.
I mean, Mickey, you agree with this, what I'm saying?
It is now. Yeah, absolutely.
No. That's what it is.
No, you're right.
When we've always gotten rain in April, but we're getting more rain in May and June
not even rain. Like yesterday, it wasn't even it was raining. I mean, you know, if it was 75, 80 degrees and it's raining yesterday, it was cold.
Yeah.
It was 60 degrees.
Was not nice.
No.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.